3 o'clock growl. Hey, people, don't forget, got Lakers basketball for you tonight. Lakers versus Portland in a critical game that will likely determine who is the 6 and who is the 7 as we move towards the play-in tournament and the NBA playoffs. It means that if the Lakers lose tonight, John, almost certainly going to be the 7.
Yeah, but there is that one weird thing at the end of the year where the Blazers have to play the top three teams in the West, and they're 0-9 against them so far this year. So if you throw the Clippers into that. But so let's put it this way. The winner tonight is most likely going to avoid the play-in tournament. Most likely. Not for sure, yes. But probably.
Okay, so 19 years ago today, John. 19 years ago today, a professional athlete went on one of the greatest rants, I would argue, in sports history. Wouldn't you argue in sports history?
I have it number one.
Yeah, number one. 19 years ago today, Allen Iverson.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice. Not a game. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
There it is. Talking about practice, man.
And the reason it was so controversial was that coaches and old school guys immediately lined up against Iverson.
Right, because he was coached by Larry Brown,
right,
at that point.
And they said, see, you can't have this guy be the best player on your team. A guy who doesn't want to practice, who doesn't value practice, who doesn't understand that practice makes perfect. This is not. And then the players all came out and said, hey, wait a second. You guys want us to give you everything we have during the games. You always tell that story about Bruce Smith. Tell that story about Bruce Smith.
Bruce Smith. Was
Hall of Famer, football defensive lineman.
Great player. He told me once he was playing for Marty Schottenheimer in Washington. And Marty Schottenheimer was running really hard in practice. And Bruce said, you can get you get 400 plays for me. I don't know what the number was. You get 400 plays for me this week, this year, whether it's in practice or in the game. Only 400 plays. The practice was the part of it that he was upset about. And frankly, like at this time in the NBA, are teams really practicing at this point in the NBA season?
No.
And they're not grinding.
And the one thing about Iverson was his reputation was that he would play 40-plus minutes every night and just leave it on the court. You know, he was one of the great gamers of all time. But when he did that rant, I think he cost himself some money. Because then teams that were old school traditional basically said, even though he was like a first team all NBA caliber player, people said, we don't want this guy. He doesn't get it. And players lined up behind him and went, no, he totally gets it. He's the guy that, you know, I'll draw a parallel to Dennis Rodman if you watched The Last Dance. Mm-hmm. Rodman, Phil Jackson used to say, that Rodman was one of those guys you couldn't coach like everybody else. If he said he needs to go to Vegas for 3 or 4 days, you let him go. Because if you don't and you make him come to practice, you lose him. Hmm. And then so he would go to Vegas for 3 or 4 days. There's a story during The Last Dance where they went looking for him. Michael Jordan and Pippen went looking for him and found him at Carmen Electra's apartment and, you know, under a bed. And because he didn't want to go to practice.
Right.
And they got him out of there and brought him back. And he went for like 21 rebounds that night.
Yep.
So different people do different things. And to answer your question about practice. So I think Michael stepped away for a second. But he tells a story that he's absolutely convinced.
Yeah.
Michael is that you remember the Lakers won in 87 and they won again in 88.
Yes.
And in 89, they ripped through the Western Conference playoffs. I don't think they lost a game. I think it was like they won the first series 3-0, second series 4-0, third series 4-0. So they had this time off before the finals. And Pat Riley and Bill Burtka took the Lakers up to Santa Barbara and basically treated it like a second training camp. And they were running two-a-days. And both Magic Johnson and Byron Scott blew out hamstrings. And that was the end of the title run. They got swept. Oh, wait. So, Michael, you're back.
I can't believe it. Santa Barbara.
Did I get that story right?
You sure I got that right. We had 10 days off to wait for the other series, the finals, because we won 11 in a row. So we had all this time off, and Pat Riley says, we got to keep these guys busy. And I know we had to practice. I mean, you do like a little, synthetic scrimmage or whatever. But
yeah.
We got two-a-days, Mace, morning and afternoon.
That's
in
crazy.
June. I know. I told Bill Burtka when we were having one of those rough, rugged practices, I said, Bert, somebody's going to get hurt, man. And sure enough, like 10 minutes later, Byron pulls his hammy, and he's done.
Wow.
And then Magic Mace followed up. So, Michael, when you were away when we played Iverson's rant. But in a lot of ways, Iverson got killed for that, especially by old school coaches.
Yeah.
But in a lot of ways, players kind of sided with him, right? That you don't want to go so hard in practice.
Well, yeah, that wasn't the problem. It wasn't that he was missing practice, wasn't showing up. That was the problem.
We in here talking about practice.
Yeah, that's the greatest rant ever in sports history.
It is.
But
it is.
No, it's okay for a guy like A.I. If I was his teammate, I would say, yeah, he can have the day off, but you have to at least come to practice.
So, John, I put up a poll, kind of what we were talking about. By the way, phones are always open, 877-710-ESPN. Ring through on anything. And you can email the show, venicemace@gmail.com. You can tweet us at venicemace, M-A-S-E, at L-A Ireland. Or you can IG me at venicemace. All right, so I put this out as a poll, John, and I want to get your and Michael's thoughts on it.
All right.
Here's the way I phrased it. Knowing everything you know now, Lakers are missing LeBron, health is a major concern, not having continuity is a big factor. If you were forced to bet your house, they come and take away your house if you're wrong. Would you take Lakers or the field? How do you think that breaks out? And keep in mind, there's over 1,000 votes now. Generally speaking, my timeline is filled with Lakers fans.
I'm going to guess because the Lakers have been struggling lately, it's on the low side. I'm going to say 30% Lakers. Michael, what do you think?
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, people are losing faith like Mason. What is that splash sound? They're all abandoning ship like Mason.
They're all jumping off the ship.
Most too many people. Yeah. So I'll say probably 34% are worried about the Lakers.
Okay. 82% take the field. 18% take the Lakers.
All right, I'm dialing up your poll right now, and I will now take the Lakers.
I will now vote myself.
To swing this vote back, and it's still at 18%.
I'm going to turn this around. Unfortunately, I can only vote once.
Yep, that's a ridiculous thing there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you are panicking too early, man. Yeah.
By the way, I'm clearly not alone.
Right, I'm not to say you won't eventually turn out to be right. But you are panicking too early. Like tonight, if the Lakers get blown out, you know, like they did last night.
Yeah.
I don't look at these guys as the Lakers. No LeBron, no Schroeder, no THT. I don't think it has any determining factor on how they'll do in the playoffs, including the play-in game.
My big worry is, what if LeBron just isn't right? What if he comes back and he's just not right?
Right, but Mace, what if he is?
If he is, it's a different story. I hope he's the same. Do not shoosh me. Do not shoosh
straight to the
me.
Title if LeBron comes back healthy.
I hope so. I'm hoping it's straight to the title. But I think a lot of people are very, very concerned about this team. There's a level of real concern. There's a lot of mystery. Will LeBron be healthy?
That's the
AD,
only mystery. That's the
do you
only
think,
mystery.
Michael, right now, do you think AD is a top five player in this league?
When he's healthy, of course.
Yeah. Right now.
When he's healthy, yes.
Well,
he's not 100%, but he's getting there.
Yeah.
You think nobody's a top five player.
Nobody's a top five if they're hurt, Mace. But if you are healthy, yes, he's a top five player. Why wouldn't he be?
He's got to show me something.
Really?
I would not make him a top five player right
when
now.
When he's healthy. Okay, what can't Anthony Davis do when he's healthy? Tell me something. Let me hear
what
it.
What can't
Yeah.
He guards all five positions.
Right.
He can shoot threes. He can run the
floor. To the playoffs.
Well, he talked for the Pelicans. What do you, I mean, the Hornets. He took them to the second round against the Warriors. averaged like 40 points a game in that series, but they still lost to a better team.
Yeah, no title during that period.
Oh, please. No one can do it alone. You know, not even LeBron. He needed help.
Let me ask you this. So I said to John earlier that I'm expecting, they're 7.5-point dogs, I'm expecting the Lakers to lose tonight. And I don't think it's necessarily the worst thing in the world.
No, of course not.
Tough game. If LeBron was playing and it was AD that was hurt, would you give us a better chance to win?
That's a great question. Everybody else is playing, but we still got LeBron at 100%.
Yep.
Will we have a better chance to win the title?
Mates, in this scenario, do we have Schroeder, THT,
everybody else
and
is
Caruso?
No, just what we're looking at right now. Flip out LeBron.
Michael, you know
AD.
Caruso's questionable right. for tonight now, too.
Yeah, LeBron going to Portland by himself against a very motivated Blazer team. Without those guys, I would still pick the Blazers to win.
You would, even with LeBron.
Yeah. Because he's just not enough help. Portland's at full strength. They have a lot to play for tonight, and they're on their floor. They can't lose this game.
I just feel like actually we'll
you guys you guys game. Are all wrong. The girls don't wear makeup. They're all wearing flannel, and they're losing tonight. Lakers.
What? Yeah, I don't know what the impact of that is, but I'll take your word for it. That
you don't like
important.
Earthy
You've
girls, Ireland? You don't like earthy girls with the Birkenstocks?
No.
Why they're, not? They're natural. you like the cosmetically enhanced, huh?
Oh, I live in Los Angeles, Michael.
LA.
Of course I do.
Come on, Michael.
I love the Kardashians.
But wait a minute, though. Ask any guy out there. Natural beauty is much better than, say, all made up and fake beauty, right?
Okay, that's a good question.
Yeah.
How did you put it?
Natural beauty. A woman who doesn't have any makeup, but she still looks gorgeous compared to, say, a girl who's all caked on like an IG model.
So gorgeous, no makeup, or...
How dare you besmirch IG models on this program.
Or done the L.A. way, which is makeup and plastic surgery and Botox
the puffy
and fillers
lips,
and all that
The puffy lips,
oh,
the nose
lips. I love
bad
the puffy
case
lips.
The duck lips. So if you got a choice between those two, natural beauty, no makeup, or... And beautiful.
Yeah.
Or beautiful with enhancements.
Right. Oh, guys are going to blow this.
Which do you choose?
Guys are going to blow this out of the water with natural. This is going to be like 90-10.
877-710-ESPN. This is Michael's query. I think you're wrong, Michael.
Really?
But we'll find out. Yeah, I think you're totally wrong.
By the way, I have a societal question that deals with this exact subject.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay. That is coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. In the meantime, let's go to our 710 ESPN Mason Traffic Center.
Nothing wrong with enhancements, right, Kiki?
Kiki, isn't natural beauty better?
No, Michael, no, it's not.
No, it's not. Not a girl, Shosh.
Michael, that's why we have, God bless our plastic surgeons. God bless all of them.
God, I love
they are Shosh. Artists. They are artists. And I'm giggling like nobody's business because, well, people that know me know why, Steve and John.
Yes,
know why.
I know you and I know why.
You're a tremendous example of my side of this show.
Thank you. I still love you, Michael, though. I do.
All right.
I'm a good person. I'm very nice.
So the question.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Question was... Because we're playing, Lakers playing in Portland tonight. Portland women are famous for wearing flannel and Birkenstocks and not wearing any makeup.
Yep.
And Michael's question was, would you rather have a natural woman, no makeup, natural beauty, no makeup, or one of our L.A. women who have been
caked
enhanced
on.
In every
and,
way.
And so, Michael, basically you would prefer Portland women over Los Angeles women.
Well, I wouldn't say it like that. Because there are beautiful women here, of course. But I'm just saying that when you see a woman with no makeup and yet she's still gorgeous and had those great features and you go, wow, she's still pretty without all the enhanced cake, that's got to be more impressive.
All right, let's go to the phones. Here's Brian in Gardena. Brian, you're on 710 ESPN. Brian, you want the Portland natural beauty or the L.A. enhanced beauty?
Hey, what's up, guys? I take the L.A. enhanced beauty. I love them both, but, yeah, I'll take the enhancements.
Yeah, Michael, what's wrong with enhancements?
Nothing. Don't you think some girls go too far?
Never.
Never.
I gotta agree with them on that. Some of them do, but I still take the enhancements.
All right, I'm with you, Brian.
Like the boongies. We call them boongies in the Bahamas that have looked like they're basketballs in the back. Don't you think that's a little too much?
Wait, Michael, do you think? All right, Brian, you too.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey, Michael, do you think those are actually butt enhancements?
They have to be. Nobody's butts like that. Come on. Nobody.
Jorge, what'd you say? Fat injections?
Yeah, they're injections, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now,
you think
what it is?
You guys like that?
No.
There you go, Jorge.
Oh, there you go.
That's okay, right. So here is a coup in Culver City.
A coup,
did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. So would you like a Los Angeles enhanced woman or a Portland natural beauty?
I'm in Culver City by way of the Bay Area, so I remember the famous line, L.A. face with the Oakland boot. And so at the end of the day, tequila is the best enhancement ever.
Tequila is a great enhancement, yes.
That's very true. Aku, I think you have summarized this in one sentence. Very
yes.
Well done, my friend. All right, here's Shane in Orange County. Shane, you with Michael, the Portland natural beauties, or you with us, the enhanced L.A. type?
Michael Thompson, you are spot on, all right? Hey, we go with the natural beauty. Okay, I'm a group fitness instructor in Orange County,
yep.
All right? And I see all these girls on Instagram, and they're all posting about, you know, they're all done up with makeup on.
God bless them, Shane.
They come and take my classes, and they are a different person.
Yeah.
All right? So if you have a natural beauty and you want to go out to dinner, they can put a little makeup
That's
on,
right.
But it's all about the natural beauty these
yes.
days.
What kind of classes do you teach, man?
I teach like high-intensity interval training at Cos Training Club in Newport Beach.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I wanted to get that plug in there.
Yeah, well done, Shane.
Thanks
for calling in.
Thanks, Shane.
All right, so let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Earlier in the week, we had that story about the hot girl she was on that celebrity dating site, Raya.
Yeah,
Raya,
which is that's membership only, and that's the one that, like, Ben Affleck cruises
right.
and all that
so,
kind of stuff.
So Ben Affleck matched her on, this girl's like 20. Ben Affleck matched her, but she didn't believe it was him, so she deleted the match. And then Affleck sent her a video message. We actually have the audio from it. Sent her a video message with his face on it, and it said this.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
It was actually him.
It's me.
And now she says he feels like an idiot. Now, another story has come out. A 19-year-old young hot girl released a video chat that features her and 51-year-old Matthew Perry matching up on Raya. So both of the girls are catching a lot of heat here.
Why are the girls catching the heat?
Because Raya has a strict, really strict privacy policy. What happens on Raya stays on Raya. They've both been thrown out of the site.
Right.
And one of the reasons why they're catching heat is people think they're just trying to build up their personal brands, which is obviously working. They are.
Yes.
But others are slamming Affleck and Perry for hitting on girls 30 years younger than they are. So who comes off worse here, Mace, the young girls or the old celebrity guys?
Well, I mean, you're really not supposed to put everything out in public, so the girls are definitely wrong for that. But I got no issue with Matthew Perry connecting with a 19-year-old. How old's Matthew Perry?
51.
God, time flies. So Matthew, 51-year-old Matthew Perry, 19-year-old.
Yeah.
I have no issue with that at all. Somebody's a grown-up there.
She is legal, but still, that's kind of creepy.
No,
well,
it's
I don't
not.
Know.
Everybody's a grown-up.
It depends what the dynamic is. You know, Dr. Buss Michael was famous for romancing much younger women.
Right, yeah.
And Hugh Hefner, much younger women.
Yeah.
If the women are, I'm with Mace, if the women are willingly entering the relationship.
And they're legal.
Correct. Then who am I to deny true love, Michael?
Okay, if you were single, you're in your 50s, would you date a 19-year-old?
Wait, is that legal? Yes, right? 18's
yeah.
legal?
Yeah, no, yeah. 18 is
19,
legal yeah. age.
Would you go out with a 18-year-old Ireland? You're
Michael,
50?
there's a saying. It's celebrated in most of the Hallmark movies we watch.
Yeah.
You can't always help who you fall in love with.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
Jorge, would you go out with an 18-year-old?
No, man. If you can't have a drink, we can't go out. That's how I see it.
I used to
be drinking age.
Michael, my test least, for those girls used to be if they could name all four of the Beatles they were in. If they couldn't go out with them. But
John, you married, how old's Lisa?
I was born.
Oh, I guess I shouldn't ask that question.
Yeah, no. I was born 6.5 years before she was.
Oh, she's, that's the appropriate age.
What's the age difference between you and Julie, Michael?
Nine years.
And Mace, yours is bigger than both of us, right?
Mine is 10. Mine is 10 years.
Yeah.
So I don't find anything wrong with that.
Right, but this is like Matthew Perry, 51, this girl, 19. I mean, that's 30-plus years.
If you had a 19-year-old daughter, would you want to date a 50-year-old?
That's a good question.
Yeah, what makes that hard...
That's a yes or no question.
No.
No, but not ideally, but would you forbid it?
Well, you can't...
19 years old? You can't really forbid somebody at 19.
They're free to do what they want. They're an adult.
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's like Michael and Clay and Instagram model. whenever Clay lands up with another Instagram model, Michael...
You know, there are some classy Instagram models out there, with just showing their... not all of them show their boongie.
First time that's ever been said. Classy.
And by the way, Michael, I have nothing against Instagram models.
No, if you can sell gotta make ads a living. And all that stuff.
Yeah, you got to make a living somehow.
I know it's all legal, I know, but, it's just sometimes some things, I don't know.
Oh, by the way, today's Game of Games,
yes,
which is my game.
Yes.
Big Laker game tonight in Portland. So I've written a quiz about Portland, and you would think Michael would be a huge favorite because he lived there.
For 20 years, I got to know. I got to win this game.
But I have written it in a way that I think tilts it towards Mason and Bergman.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
So we'll see.
What about Jorge?
Well, Jorge never wins.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Jorge's won twice this month.
Oh, so maybe
don't be picking on Jorge. Jorge's having a good month.
Okay, maybe Jorge gets it.
And my next game of games will be either Tuesday or Wednesday, and it's going to be on the state of California and how much you guys know about your state.
Oh, excellent. The one that you Googled.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next for you, Greg Bergman has a Dodgers theory that I want to dive into, which I think is flimsy at best.
Dodgers Angels tonight, right?
Yeah, Dodgers Angels.
What do you have on the mount?
Dodgers. By the way,
Didn't I win the natural versus enhanced poll?
No, I think there was one vote for each. God. There was one vote for enhanced, one vote for natural, and one vote for tequila. Those were the three votes. All right, coming up next year, the flimsy Bergman theory about the Dodgers and the surprising thing that a majority of Americans would rather do than have sex. That is coming up, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, so Bergman... Dodgers, I think, lost, 12 of 16, something like that.
Too many. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's really not going well at all. They've hit the skids, just got swept by the Cubs. They're in Anaheim tonight. Julio Urias on the mound for the Dodgers as they try to get out of it. By the way, tomorrow looks like a bullpen game, which is just great with our bullpen. So, Bergman, what is your theory on why the Dodgers are struggling?
All right, so, and let's just remember that this is a theory and it is not actually what's happening. I tried it on SLK.
Wait, whoa. It's a theory.
But
it's
your theory.
It is my theory. It's my theory.
Okay, all right.
And it may not hold that much water anymore because it's been too long, but... The Dodgers have a specific approach to the plate. It's very different from a lot of the other teams in all of Major League Baseball, where the Dodgers, from 1 through 9, I don't care if it's the pitcher, they know the strike zone and they know exactly when to go after a ball. And what's happening right now is that the strike zone is expanding a lot over these last few games, where it's either a lot of the balls outside are being called strikes or inside, or it goes high, it gets low, but it's by a large margin, more so than I feel like in years past. And this is for every team, But for the Dodgers specifically, because of their approach to the plate, where they don't swing at anything outside of the strike zone, it's hurting them, and they're all of a sudden getting into 0-2 counts way earlier than what, or 1-2 counts way earlier than they would have normally been. So they have to protect themselves by swinging at bad balls or bad pitches that they would normally wouldn't, and it ends up being a ground ball double play or something like that.
Right. Why do you think the strike zone this year is different than it was last year when they won the World Series?
It's the umpires. I don't know if it's always like this.
They've all
like
gotten together and they've...
No, it's just...
There's a mass conspiracy
It's not
umpires.
A mass conspiracy. I'm just saying...
Angel Hernandez has possessed each guy with bad judgment. What, I mean...
Well, Angel Hernandez is terrible, and that's not just here. And I'm saying this is for all teams throughout the entire league.
Right. Okay, so Greg, here's the thing. I mean, I know you watch the games just like I do, and I know you're... You know, you did get... half a semester in at Colorado.
It was more than half.
Okay. So
how much,
Greg,
more?
I mean, it was like 3/4 of 2 semesters total.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
3/4 of 2 semesters. Wow, that's a really weird setup. So here's the thing, Greg. When I look at this Dodger team, here's what I see. I see a team, first of all, the strike zone hasn't changed. Your magical strike zone, I don't believe has changed at all. Some umpires, are calling the same
Mace,
strike
to
zones
his,
as ever.
To his point, if they would adopt an electronic strike zone system, we wouldn't have to figure out a new strike zone every friggin' night.
Well, that's
correct.
True.
I think the strike zone with an electronic strike zone would be bigger than it is with an umpire strike zone. But here's what I think is going on, Greg. They are terrible situational hitters. And the reason is that with two strikes, they are still swinging from their heels. When you've got two strikes on you, you've got to defend the plate and you've got to look to just make contact. Choke up a little bit, make contact, don't swing from your heels. I think that's one of the reasons why the Dodgers have been so bad with runners in scoring position.
I mean, it's fair, but at the same time, they are also hitting ground balls. They're not hitting balls out into, like, fly balls that are dying at the track. Or okay. These are just, they're not even pop flies.
Let me
for
throw
the most
another
part.
Theory at you. Okay. I've been arguing for the whole show today that the reason the Lakers look so bad is that they're not the Lakers. There's no LeBron James. There's no Talen Horton Tucker. There's no Dennis Schroeder. Last night, there was no Anthony Davis. Could I not make a similar argument that these aren't the Dodgers? There's no Cody Bellinger. There is no David Price. There is no Dustin May. There is no Zach McKinstry. They're just they're going through a stage where they don't have the roster that they originally built. Could it be that simple?
I think there's a portion of that. When you had guys like Luke Raley that was coming up a lot, or Sheldon Noisy, and they're having all these guys that were AAA guys at the bottom of the lineup, yes. But Zach McKinstry was a big part of this, but he's also just got here. And Cody Bellinger has been struggling for about 2 years now. It's Mookie Betts is struggling. Corey Seager is struggling. Everybody in this lineup is struggling right now, except for kind of Justin Turner. So
Turner's been good. What is our record right now, Craig?
It's 17-14, 17-15.
17-14.
17-15,
okay, 17-15. All right, so the year that we won 104 games in 2017, that's the year that the Lions, Cheat, and Astros stole our World Series trophy. That year, the Dodgers started out. Again, they went on to win 104 games. They started out 18-14. Not much difference here.
Totally different.
Baseball, really long. Why is it totally different?
Because
they're off to a slow start the same way that 2017 team was off to a slow start.
Sure, that team didn't start off 13-2 and then go, what was it, Jorge, 3-17 or whatever it is? 13 out of 17 losing? Yeah, I mean, that's just totally different. And they didn't win a World Series the year before all of that. I'm not saying that this isn't going to all of a sudden get better, and I think they're still going to win around 100 games, and they're going to go to the World Series because they're that good. But right now, they're struggling, and this is not the same. Because
by the way,
top to bottom, they're struggling.
Cody Bellinger's last full season, he batted .305 with 47 homers and 115 RBIs.
Look, man, you know
last
that
full
well
season.
Enough. You know, both of us know that MVP season was the beginning of the season and not the end of the season.
Yeah,
he won the MVP.
Yeah.
Right, but he tailed off towards the end, and then last year in the short season, in the 60-game
he wasn't
season,
good in the short season.
He struggled.
Although he did it, 12 homers and 30 RBIs. In a short season, 12 home runs, that has to be close to the lead in Major League Baseball last year in home runs. He batted .239. So not good, but 12 homers, 30 RBIs. I think there'll be a different lineup with Cody Bellinger in it, obviously.
Yeah, it'll be a big help. But look at their on-base percentages. They're not getting on base the same clip that they were last year or even years past.
Well, and are we burying the lead here? I mean, we've had a whole conversation here about the Dodgers, and we haven't said the word bullpen yet.
Yeah, bullpen is terrible.
Bullpen's awful.
Sure, the bullpen is awful, but why are they in that situation to lean on the bullpen at the end of every single game? They're not scoring runs.
Well, every team does, Greg.
No, but they're not scoring runs.
It is fair to say every time they go to the bullpen, it's a close game, it's a tie game. We're just not getting leads. That's the problem. I mean, that's why we keep going to extra innings. It's because we're not delivering at the plate. And the bullpen is in – Greg, the only arms I trust now in the bullpen are Victor Gonzalez and Blake Treinen.
I mean,
other than that, I'm like –
yeah,
I trust Edwin Gonzalez and Edwin Treinen.
That was so funny yesterday. Edwin Rodriguez.
And Edmund Betts is going to come around.
Edwin Uceda is a real person. Edwin Rios is a real person.
Right. Yeah. You said Edwin Uceda or
Edwin
something.
Turner.
Edwin
Uceda.
Edwin Uceda is a pitcher.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Jorge, doesn't Edwin Urias start tonight?
Yeah, he does. He's okay. Taking them out today.
All the Edwins.
Yeah, every Edwin.
Right.
Was I going to get to this thing real quick?
I mean, you wanted to make fun of me at the beginning, and you ended up making fun of you, so.
Let's skip it. Let's go to Game of Games.
Yeah, Game of Games is ready. I'm Mace, I'm predicting an upset victory for you or Bergman in this game, even though it's about a place where Michael lived for 20 years.
Okay, do not forget, and this is really important, that earlier in the show, we played Jeopardy, John and I, to see who was the smartest on the show. John wanted a rematch, and once again, I am the smartest
person on the
show. I wanted
a rematch, yeah.
You wanted a rematch? You said, that wasn't fair because you got your favorite book as one of the questions.
It wasn't.
Didn't get a favorite, did not get a favorite anything
today. How
would
you say both of us came off in today's Jeopardy game? Would you say smart or intelligent would be words others would describe us with after that performance?
I thought I came off very, very super smart. Super smart.
Well, you just keep thinking that.
All right. Right now, caller number 7-877-710-ESPN. We've got Senor and Senora, Dia de los Muertos.
Wait, didn't we already give those away?
We have another pair. Dia de los Muertos bobblehead dolls, Dodger championship themed. There are two of them. They are a matching set, and they're really cool. They're from foco.com, F-O-C-O.com. Caller number 7 right now gets a pair, 877-710-ESPN. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games, Mason Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And Game of Games is sponsored by Power Pro. Let me try that again. Can you edit that, Jorge?
No, just read
that
it.
Out. It's live. Game of Games is brought to you by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. All right, it is Ireland's game today. By the way, scores so far in May, Ireland 2, Lindsay 2, Jorge 2, Michael Thompson 1, me yet to scratch.
All right, mates, this could be your day, even though Michael will be the favorite on paper because this is a quiz about Portland, where Michael lived for 20 years. Lakers play a huge game tonight in Portland. So this is a quiz relating to that city. Your name is your buzzer. We've got Jorge, Greg Bergman, Mace, and Michael.
Okay.
This is Jeopardy style, Mace.
Okay.
You gotta answer in the form of a question.
Here we go.
Question number 1. Michael, you ready?
Ready.
Okay. This was the name of the TV show about eccentric hipsters in Portland. Mason.
What is Portlandia?
What is Portlandia is right, and Mason is on the board. It ran for 8 seasons starring Fred
it's
Armisen.
A great show. Great show.
All right, question number 2. He co-hosts the West Coast edition of SportsCenter with Stan Verrett. Mason.
Who is Neil Everett?
Neil Everett is the correct answer. Neil graduated from the University of Oregon in 1984 and was born in Portland. Mason out to a 2-0 lead.
Nice.
All right. This, 578 miles away, is the city geographically closest to Portland that also has an NBA team.
Michael? What is San Francisco?
In three.
Incorrect.
Two. All right.
Greg. Who are the Golden State Warriors?
Incorrect.
San Francisco, idiot.
That's true.
Can you Mace or
the
Jorge?
The question. Can you repeat the question?
This, at 578 miles away, is the city geographically closest to Portland that also has an NBA team.
I'll say
Mace.
What is Denver?
No. Jorge, you want to take a shot?
I don't know, man.
Can I go again?
Yes, you can.
What is Utah? Salt Lake City.
Incorrect.
What?
What is Santa Clara?
Incorrect.
Santa Clara don't have a name.
Isn't that where the team is?
No.
What are they in?
Boy, this team really is in the boondocks. The correct answer, 578 miles away, is Sacramento.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
I was thinking Salt Lake.
It was so easy to forget about Sacramento.
It remains 2-0. Mace in the lead.
Yes. All right, here we go.
He is the Blazers' all-time leader in block shots with 768. Michael.
That's me.
It is Michael.
Who is me?
Oh, he got it wrong.
He didn't say he said me.
Greg.
Wait, hold on, Michael. He said, who is me?
Yeah.
No, he said it's me. He said it's me.
No, he said, Jorge, can you? I'm positive.
All right.
I thought he said, who is me?
Okay, we'll get it.
All right, okay, here we go.
Yes, that one.
2-1. All right, here we go. This was the nickname of the minor league baseball team in Portland, which is also the same nickname used by Oregon State.
Michael. What is the Beavers?
The Beavers is the correct answer, and it's Mace 2.
I really thought I had buzzed in first.
Michael 2.
That's Mace. Here.
Okay.
Jorge is nowhere to be found. Jorge is DB
Cooper.
Jorge,
you live out there?
That's right.
All right, here we go.
I'm rich.
This two-time Olympian portrayed by Margot Robbie in
Michael. Who is Tonya Harding?
Tonya Harding.
Damn, he's taking it.
Yes, I was counting on you to get that one.
Our famous daughter, our favorite daughter of Portland.
Tonya Harding.
She was innocent.
She was born in Portland in 1970. She became infamous when her ex-husband took out the knees of Nancy Kerrigan.
On his own. Unbeknownst to her.
That was such a big story. Shane Stant.
Shane Stant was the goon. Does anyone remember the ex-husband?
Jeff Galooly.
Jeff Galooly.
She did not know of the plan, Mace.
All right. So far, after five questions, Michael 3, Mace 2, 4 more. This is the second largest employer in Portland, which is technically Michael.
What is Nike?
What is Nike? Correct, which is technically located in Beaverton. Their company motto is just do it. Michael, do you know the number one employer in Portland? They're famous for making computer chips.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Tektronix. Tektronix.
No.
Intel?
Intel.
Who is Intel?
All right.
What is Intel?
Do I get a point?
No, you do not. All right, here we go. You guys better get Michael. You're running out of questions. All right. This comedy movie classic, filmed at the University of Oregon. Michael.
What is Animal House?
What is Animal House?
Damn.
I think that sews it up.
That probably sews it up.
Give them a bonus. I'll risk my victory. Give them a bonus question.
No. We've got a couple more. All right, but I don't.
But we can't catch you, Mike.
I won't answer. I'll let somebody try to catch me.
Okay, don't answer these last two, and then I'll give you the tiebreaker. Okay. Michael's up 5-2. But don't answer these, Mike.
All right.
This current Blazer wears the number 0 partially because, Greg.
Who is Damian Lillard?
Who is Damian Lillard? Right. Partially because it looks like the letter O, which could stand for Oregon or Oakland, where he's from.
Oh.
And that is I didn't think about that. Greg Bergman on the board. All right. This famous entrepreneur first attended college at Reed College in Portland, but dropped out after only one semester. Mace.
Who is Bill Gates?
No. He once said, had he not done that, he never would have gone on to become the founder and creator of Apple.
Yeah.
Jorge. Who is Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs is
correct. Yes. All right, Jorge, you got one.
I got one.
All right. So Jorge goes from not getting the Mason, not being shut up.
Yeah.
All right, here's the tiebreaker, which we'll let you guys all do.
Okay.
All right. Portland is the second most bike-friendly city in the country, second only to Minneapolis. Over 7% of workers in Portland ride their bikes to work. How many miles of bike paths are located in the city of Portland? Closest person wins, and you can go over. Jorge, how many miles of bike paths in Portland?
750.
750 miles. Okay. Greg?
That's about where I was going to go. I'll say 923.
923. Mace?
I will say 501.
And Michael?
I'm going to say 573.
Oh, too bad, Mace. You got the tiebreaker. The answer, you guys all went over. The answer is 350 miles.
Yeah, I don't got that many over. Bikes up there.
Yeah. So, Michael wins it. You, Michael, you did your former hometown
yes,
proud.
Yes, of course.
I thought those could. Well, Mace, you jumped out to a 2-0 lead, but you couldn't sustain.
I felt Mace, good about it there. Felt good about
the,
it there.
You are the Clippers of the game of games. You jumped out to a lead yeah. and then blew it.
Blew it. In
blew
game.
A 3-1 lead. Exactly. Yeah. They have always sucked. All right. Hey, that's going to wrap up what we're doing this week. Don't forget, we've got Lakers basketball coming up for you tonight. It is a critical game. It basically will determine who is the 6 and who is the 7 in the NBA playoffs, meaning that if you're the 7, if the Lakers lose, they seem destined to be in the play-in tournament. And, John, they don't have a full complement tonight at all.
No. No Talen Horton-Tucker. No Dennis Schroeder. No LeBron James, and maybe no Alex Caruso, who is questionable tonight with some back issues.
Who would run the offense?
Maybe you haven't heard of a man named Ben McLemore. I don't know who would run the
ben
offense.
Ben McLemore.
I have no idea. I would guess KCP, but it's
yeah.
a guess.
KCP seems like the right answer. All right, hey, go Dodgers this weekend. Dodgers are in Anaheim. It's Julio Urias tonight. 4-game series. Tomorrow's a bullpen game, so be ready for that. That wraps it up for us. We are back Monday at 12:55 sharp. Make sure that you are here. Coming up next for you, best afternoon drive show in Los Angeles. It is Sedano, LZ, and Cap on 710 ESPN.